From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama today said a transition in terms of Egypt's government should begin immediately. Speaking at the White House this evening, Mr. Obama also reassured protesters there demanding the ouster of their longtime president that, quote, "we hear your voices." And the president said ultimately it is up to the people there to decide who their next leader should be.
It is not the role of any other country to determine Egypt's leaders. Only the Egyptian people can do that.
The president says he spoke to the Egyptian president by telephone for around 30 minutes today, and he said Mubarak recognizes the status quo is not sustainable and a change must take place. Still in a speech to his own people today, Mubarak said he wants to remain in office till his current term expires to carry out a transition of power. As for the reaction from the Egyptian people to the day's developments, it appears some of the protesters believe it is too little, too late. Some protesters have remained on the streets there, following Mubarak's address to the nation, saying they still want the Egyptian leader to leave immediately. And NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Cairo, where she has more on the address.
Hosni Mubarak spoke and said he will die in Egypt. And what he clearly meant by that is he's sending a message that he will not flee, as did the Tunisian president when faced with massive protests. He said basically that he will be staying here, seeing out his term in office, and even after he is no longer president, he will not be driven out of Egypt.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro in Cairo. BP says it will resume quarterly dividend payouts for the first time since the Deepwater Horizon disaster and oil spill. NPR's Jeff Brady says dividends will be smaller than before, and they come despite BP losing nearly $5 billion last year.
While most big oil companies are reporting huge profits for 2010, BP is not sharing in that good fortune. The company has raised its cost estimate for the oil spill to just under $41 billion. During an earnings conference call, Chief Executive Bob Dudley says BP remains committed to working in the Gulf of Mexico. But when that will happen depends on when regulators allow drilling in the deep waters of the Gulf again.
This uncertainty will clearly affect Gulf of Mexico production overall. And in 2011, we anticipate a further decline in production before returning to growth in 2012.
Dudley says BP will continue selling off assets, including two refineries in the U.S. One is the Texas City refinery, where 15 workers died in an explosion in 2005. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Winter weather system moving from the Midwest to the Northeast today is resulting in hundreds of canceled flights by the major airlines. Already, Delta has announced the cancellation of more than 625 flights. At Dallas-Fort Worth International, ICE closed runways. Schools were also closed there today. In New York, JetBlue canceled its flights with hopes it can begin flying tomorrow. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 148 points on some strong earnings news out today, closing above 12,000. The NASDAQ gained 51 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 21 points. You're listening to NPR. The nation's builders continue to feel the effects of the housing market downturn, with construction spending for all of last year declining by more than 10% to $814 billion. Commerce Department figures show the biggest overall decline in a decade as builders have faced falling demand after the bursting of the housing bubble, which helped to trigger a lengthy recession. That downturn also led to fewer groundbreakings for new office buildings, hotels, and shopping centers. Senate Ethics Committee is bringing in a special counsel to examine allegations surrounding Nevada Republican John Ensign's affair with a campaign staffer, NPR's Peter Overby reports.
The new special counsel is Carol Bruce, a Washington lawyer who's worked on ethics cases as far back as the Clinton and Reagan administrations. The committee is calling her in to help in a preliminary inquiry. It may or may not lead to an investigation of whether Ensign broke the law or violated Senate rules. Ensign has admitted that he had an affair with a campaign aide whose husband was one of Ensign's key Hill staffers. Ensign then helped the husband get started as a lobbyist, and Ensign's parents gave the couple $96,000. Late last year, both the Federal Election Commission and the Justice Department dropped investigations of the Ensign case, and Ensign said he'll seek re-election in 2012. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
Pharmaceutical maker Pfizer says its fourth quarter profits nearly quadrupled from the same period the previous year when the company was dealing with a major restructuring charge. Strong financial results, which narrowly beat Wall Street expectations, boosted Pfizer's shares. Pfizer also announced a $5 billion stock buyback plan and said it will cut spending on research and development. Pfizer says net income for the final three months of last year was $2.89 billion. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for